Hi guys, this is Funda.
And this is Rodrigo.
We are at the Stranger's Corner.
Again.
Today we are going to talk about...
superstitions.
Yes.
Okay, that sounds nice.
Yes, and I don't think there is any other way to begin this podcast with Superstition by Stevie Wonder. What are you saying?
It sounds superstitious. Let's rock and roll. Hey Funda, let's rock and roll then.
Yes, baby.
Let's start broadly. What do you think about that?
I think the superstitions are irrational things. Very common, but it's not right. There is no scientific explanations behind it. And actually, I don't believe in superstitions that much. What do you think?
Wait, I think we have to first of all start by defining superstitions. I was reading, giving a look at it, quick look, of course, and I found David Emery's in a page. He defines superstitions as a belief in the supernatural, which is to say a belief in the existence of forces or entities that do not conform to the laws of nature or scientific understanding of the universe.
Yes.
So broadly, in broad terms, we could say it's not supported by science or scientific thoughts whatsoever, but
yeah.
I think superstitions are very broad nowadays. Like, nowadays, no, like, every...
Mm-hmm.
In every time of the human race, people have believed in something other than the scientific proofs.
Yeah. And why do you think it's like that?
It depends what we're talking about, but I think there are some things which we don't understand,
mm-hmm.
but we want to understand, and since we cannot understand, we create this superstitious thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think instead? Because you were saying it's irrational, but do you think it's irrational? Maybe superstitions is very rational if you think that it's the way we found to explain something unexplainable for now.
Uh-huh. I found it irrational because I think people created all the superstitions by themselves. Like, people need to believe something greater than them, like a god or any other thing, and they create reasons to believe and fear from it. superstitions support that thought. Like number 13. It's, I think all the world has something about number 13. People believe it brings unlucky. But it's a number. It's no different from 14 or 16 or 80. It's just a number. But people think it brings unluck.
Okay, but let me ask you a question then. Do you believe in superstitions, or generally you would say straight no?
I think no, but I have some kind of habits too.
For example, share them
In Turkey, if we don't want something happen at all, we are always knocking on a wood.
Looking on a wood?
No, knocking.
And knocking. Okay.
Yes. It's like, oh, God forbid. I hope it never.
And you knock on a wood. Yeah, actually, yes. We also do that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
And in Italy, you have also the expression, instead of knocking on a wood, you knock on iron, because they say tocca ferro, as a means to say, like, it doesn't happen. But it's interesting, because it's like automatic thing I do, you know, when I really don't want something to happen, I do it.
It's in our codes. We raised by
it's
seeing
it's very
it.
Automatic, don't you think? For example, I was taking a look at it, walking under a ladder. I don't know if you have that in Turkey, but in Colombia, and I think also in United States, if you walk under a ladder, you're going to have bad luck.
Oh, like,
for example, a black cat. When a black cat passes, you're going to have bad luck.
Yeah.
And I don't believe in that, but I don't do it, you know? If I have a ladder, but if I am seeing a ladder, I will not walk under it. And it's not because I say, like, oh, it's going to give me bad luck, but I don't want to defy something I don't understand, you know?
Yes, totally.
And I think the same about other superstitions, for example, ghosts and supernatural events.
Yeah.
I prefer not to defy it at all. Like, if I can avoid it, I will definitely avoid it. Not because I believe in that, but strictly because I don't want to know about that. Like, I don't want to run the risk.
Yeah.
It's true.
Uh-huh.
And I would never, you know, I am a curious person, but I think curiosity has limits. What do you think about that?
I agree with you. And about the other unnatural things, like ghosts and the other things, and there's some examples in Turkey, like when you whistle at night, they say demons will come for you.
When you whistle at
night? Yeah. Really? Yeah. Or when you walk near canal or something like it, they say there is some magical things, but dark, and they can hold you in to the water and they drown you.
Okay, and has it happened?
No, I think they made them up because scaring children and take them under control.
Okay, about the canal, I think it makes a lot of sense. But about the other one you said me about whistling in the dark, is
dark,
it? Or
in the night.
In the night.
Uh-huh.
Why do you think, like, I think about it, what is the story behind of those? And I think sometimes it scares me a lot, but what do you think?
I can create a story. I think there was a man, he was very tired, he was sick of his children whistling, and he he made it up to make the kid scared and never whistle again. Traumatize that poor kid.
Do you think is that like straight? That's the history behind of it?
Yes.
Okay. So now I ask you another question. Do you believe in supernatural events?
I choose not. Because
you choose not to believe?
Yes.
Okay.
Because if I start to think about it, I think I cannot sleep at all.
Yeah, that's a problem, actually.
Yes.
And actually, when you think about it, I don't know. Now we're getting into energies. What do you think about energies? I don't know if you heard about that. Like
Yes, I believe in energies.
You believe in energies.
Uh-huh.
So you might as well, maybe, let me understand, believe in positive and negative energy.
Uh-huh, yes.
So you have the power to to hold negative energy or to call negative energy in a sense.
I think yes. Yes. We can create and share and spare all the energies. So we can invite or we can show them the door. We can make plural, multiple positive energies, but we can choose taking some negative energies too.
That's interesting also. So you believe in that?
Yes.
So we might as well say you believe in superstitions.
You are such a lawyer, you know.
I try my best.
Yes, you will be very successful at your job.
Let's hope so.
I choose not to believe because the reasons I explained to you.
Okay, I understand. I perfectly understand. But you also believe in some. You know, like, of course, there are some, I don't mind to offend anyone, but some silly superstitions. For example, the black cat or Friday the 13th.
13th, yeah.
Which are silly, but anyways, people don't defy them, you know. That's what I find interesting. Like, okay, people believe some are silly, people don't believe, as you were saying me, but anyways, you don't want to prove it wrong or
right. Yes,
right. So at the end, I think we're scared about the unknown, wouldn't you say that?
Yes, that's exactly my point when I try to explain what is superstition to me, because I thought people made up this kind of things because of their fears from the unknown. They created because of this.
Probably they did. They did as an explanation of what they don't understand.
But I love some positive superstitions.
For example?
Like make a wish when you see a shooting star. Do you know
those
about
are nice.
It?
Those yes, yeah. Are nice. I like them. Actually, there's one. At least I learned it in Colombia. I don't know where is it from. Maybe United States. But when you spill salt, that's bad luck. But in order to reverse it, you should take the salt you spill and put it in your left shoulder.
Yes, I know.
And it's I do when I not all the time, but when I have the chance and I'm by myself, I would definitely put salt in my left shoulder. I don't care.
Oh, Rodrigo, there was a wonderful, brilliant, amazing film called Angel Heart.
Angel Heart.
Yes.
What is it about? Tell us a bit about it. I've never seen it.
Yeah, because it's old. It's an old movie. I don't want to spoil it. It has a scene like this, and it's the plot scene of the movie about the taking the salt and bring it off your shoulder.
Yes.
It was great. I don't want to spoil it, but it's about a man who is searching for his past. Because he didn't
really nice.
Remember and he tries. It's an amazing movie, and we should see it together anytime soon.
What's the name of it?
Angel Heart.
Okay, guys, take a look at it and write a comment about it. If you hate it, please do so also.
Yes, and believe in salt's power.
Okay, Fundish, I think it will be time to listen to a sound. What do you want to play for us today?
I think a song from Coldplay will be nice.
Really?
Yes, and for our theme, I think we should play On a Superstition.
It sounds great. I love Coldplay. Play it.
Yeah.
Superstitions. Mm-hmm. You already told me you don't believe, but in the same time you told me you believe in some.
Some, yes.
What I would like to know, what made you believe in energies? If you want to talk about that, of course.
Of course. When I want something so bad, I always end up with it. It always happened some way. And then I realized that we have power to take anything we want, to make anything we want. We live in this world, and this world is for us, made for us. So we can make it whatever we want. We can create it.
But then would you think that's about energies-related stuff? Or maybe that's about action?
If you want something very much, you always go for it because it calls for you. So you can go towards the thing that you want most.
Okay, okay.
It's like a two-way relationship. Like you want it with all your energy, and energy makes you go for it.
Okay, so it drives your focus.
Yeah, maybe.
To say so.
Yeah.
Okay, that's nice.
I believe like some it. Kind of, yeah, some kind of things, if we call it superstition. But, for example, in Turkey, there is really funny superstition. All the people know yes. about it in Turkey. If a pigeon shit on your head or shoulder, shit on you, you should buy a lottery. You should play for lottery because people think the shit of the pigeon brings you good luck and you can win the lottery.
That's interesting. Yes. Actually, in Colombia, the one I know is that when pigeons shit in your head, you're going to have good luck.
Like, yeah.
They
yeah.
don't say you should buy a lottery ticket, but you will have good luck.
Yeah.
And actually, when I was small, a pigeon did shit in my head and it was not good at all.
Luck. Like,
No, actually, maybe it was good luck. I don't remember what happened afterwards. I was small. Uh-huh. But the feeling of a pigeon shitting in my head was not amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't great. But I believe, like, I was thinking, at least I'm going to have good luck. So in the end, I think it was good to believe that. Because uh-huh. although I didn't, or I did, I don't remember yet what happened. But even if I didn't have good luck, thinking about it, just made it a bit better, you know? And even my friends were like, ooh, they shitted on you. And I was like, hey, I'm the one having good luck. So I was able like to reverse the situation and uh-huh. show that, like, see the bright side of the problem. Of course, there's no bright side of a pigeon shitting your head, but
it has a placebo effect, maybe.
Maybe. And it's like, at least you can see that it's not all shit. Literally.
Or finding a four-leaf clover.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about it. Yeah,
for good luck.
For good luck, also.
Uh-huh.
That's nice. There are many superstitions, actually.
Yes. Or breaking mirror can bring bad luck for
yeah,
7 years.
7 years, you have a
yeah,
time.
Of course.
Like, really, you can receive a receipt.
Yeah.
Your bad luck starting today until 7 years, until 2000.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I remember, I just remember something else. In Turkey, there are some ceremonies about matrimonial stuff.
Okay.
But like there is an engagement party and the lovers has to wear that ring.
Yes.
Yes, they have to wear that ring and they give the ring with a ribbon attached to it. Yeah. And then some man who is the eldest cuts the ribbon and people, especially women, will cut the ribbon but very slightly.
Okay.
And then they gave it all the men. Singles.
Okay.
To swallow it.
To swallow what?
The ribbon.
The ribbon, okay.
Yeah, slightly. Yeah. That little ribbon, they believe that little ribbon make you get married as soon as possible.
But you would get married with the one that cut the ribbon or?
No. The it give you the
okay, like
chance.
But they believe like you eating the ribbon is gonna get you married
yes.
soon.
Yes.
And what happened? I'm just wondering if there's a single man in the room that doesn't want to get married soon.
Uh-huh.
Could he reject the ribbon or is
yes.
it?
Yes, but his mother will be so upset. So I think he pretends to swallow it and.
Okay, so it seemed like it's very kind of like important.
Yes, for the moms.
For the moms, especially yeah. like the moms just want to get.
Yes, yes.
That's nice.
There are a lot of superstition things about marriage, about
really?
Weddings. Yes.
For example, share some with us.
For example, you all know the bouquet throwing thing.
Yes.
Yeah, and there are always girls who hold some kind of thing to, they put the ribbons and the scissors and all of it and the rings. They are always carrying that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they think the next who will be married is that girl.
The one who has that thing you're speaking about.
Yes.
And how do they choose her?
She must be the oldest and...
Single.
Single, yes.
The oldest single.
Yes.
That's a bit cruel, you know.
Yes.
The poor woman hasn't gotten married and they're gonna just yeah, choose
but
her.
They never ask if you want to get married or not.
They never do.
No.
Like they just suppose you want to.
Actually, yes. Of course, not all the families like this, but some of the families have no consideration about if the girl wants to marry or not. If she is old enough, of course she should marry, she should have children, she should take care of her family, that's all. And they made up this superstition stuff.
Okay, that sounds...
Yeah.
that's interesting. Like culturally, superstitions seem to play, I wouldn't say the most important role, but they have a role in society.
Yes, a very big role.
Which role do you think it is?
For example... we have another thing mm-hmm. about the energies. Yes. I don't know if you know it, but we call it Nazar Boncuğu. It's
of course I know
blue.
Nazar Boncuğu.
Yes.
Of course I will. Like
no, when I explain to you, you will understand
okay.
it. It's blue and it's like an eye. It's kind of an amulet. And they believe that it cuts the bad energy, like malaokyo.
I know about it, but isn't it for the Jewish people?
No, it's also for us.
But would you say it's for Muslims or it's a cultural thing? Because I had a Jewish friend and he had this eye you're speaking about.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was, like, of course, I haven't researched about it, so I'm a bit ignorant about the subject.
Uh-huh.
But I thought it was for that religion specifically.
No.
So you would
I think
say
it's
for,
a cultural thing.
Oh, you would say it's cultural. It's not like Muslim religion.
No. Maybe the other religions are using it too. It's for stopping the bad energy.
Yeah, I've heard about it.
Bad
karma. And when it breaks, it means you're gonna have. No, when it breaks, it's really interesting. if I'm not wrong, when the eye breaks, it means someone is trying to kind of like do something bad to you, like fuck you.
Yes,
because I remember
some people tell that, and some people tell, okay, the bad energy will gone now.
When it breaks.
Yeah.
The energy is gone.
Yes, yes. Also, we say it if in your house something gets broken, we say the exact thing, the same thing.
What?
Like, okay, the bad energy will gone now.
But do you mean like will be gone for your life? Like, for example,
if for this time for your life.
Okay, so you would see it positively.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you wouldn't see it as a bad thing.
Yes.
Okay.
It's always people's aspect, what they wait, what's their expectations, what is their way of commenting.
Time just flew by. Sorry, guys. That would be a question for the future.
Future.
Maybe for the next podcast, if you want to think about it. Why do you think science hasn't tried to explain ghosts, supernatural events? Because, you know, you have like some, I wouldn't call them scientifically methods, but for example, you could, I don't know, you could join a group of scientists and play the Ouija.
Yeah.
Why do you think no one has tried to do that? Don't do it, actually. I don't like that. But I'm just thinking, like, I've never read about a scientist group trying to explain that.
This kind of things, yes.
Yes. Yes. Just think about it. Hold that thought and...
Listen, superstition from Kills.
Let's rock and roll and have a great night today.
Bye, guys.
Kisses.
Don't whistle at night.
Kisses.